Well, you can certainly picture the wonderful skyline of Dubai, the salt water in the air, and the incredible atmosphere of another event, another Sandance event, happening here on Friday, the 14th of October. All you need is the great music to make it happen. And, well, we're in for a real treat, as we've got Chicane, of course, coming to the city of Dubai. And joining us on the line is Nick Bracegirdle. He's the man, he's the great talent behind Chicane. Nick, welcome to the show, and it's not the first time that you're going to be joining us here in the city of Dubai. Are you looking forward to coming back?
Can't wait. Nice to get a bit of winter sun.
Right. It sounds like you need it. Well, we've got plenty of that for you, I can tell you. And a great anticipation for your arrival. What can the party people of Dubai expect from your set this time around, Nick?
Well, we had such a great time last time. It's so nice to be invited back again. I think when we're playing live, you know, we kind of have to play the big numbers, otherwise we normally get lynched. This time around, I've literally just finished my brand new album.
Okay.
So I think you'll probably get a couple of world exclusives of some brand new spanking Chicane stuff. Which is kind of exciting. It's always difficult to play new stuff live because no one actually knows it.
Right.
You know? And going to shows and recognition is all part of having a great night. But we'll be premiering some new stuff from my new album, 1,000 Miles Stair. So it'd be really good. You know, have the full band again. I mean, it was so crazy hot last time. It was insane.
It might be cooling off a little bit in October.
I was going to say, I got some good news for you, Nick. It's about the same, I think, as last year. Tell us this as regards, for the benefit of all our listeners, the sort of brief history of Chicane. How did it all start for you?
I mean, Chicane was kind of born out of... My first moniker was a thing called Disco Citizens, which is actually... I still keep going now and again as kind of a remix moniker. But Chicane was kind of a more down-tempo, kind of Café Del Mar, Balearic vibe kind of creature. And it's kind of evolved into... has more facets to over the sort of 15-year period we've been going. And the Chicane sort of ethos and philosophy is one of approach to melody and atmosphere that I like to think bridges quite a lot of genres. That's kind of what I bring to the thing, you know.
Nick, it's Greg here. Is it true that Jean-Michel Jarre was one of your quite influencing musicians back years ago?
As far as I can see, it's entirely his fault that I'm where I am now.
Really?
I remember being, I must have been about 8 or 9, and I was on holiday in the Isle of Wight in England, and it was a summer holiday, and I ran past this tent blaring out this music, and I just kind of stopped in my tracks and just went, what is that? And it was, I just kind of, you know, I was schooled in classical music and, you know, violin, piano, guitar, all that sort of thing, but it was a chore. It didn't mean anything to me at that stage, although my family was very musical. And then sort of something, you know, I heard this stuff and kind of the penny dropped, and it just kind of was the start of a very long journey, really. And since then, you know, Vince Clarke and Vangelis and other synth pioneers and all that kind of thing really was kind of where I got started.
And Jean-Michel Jarre was the first concert I ever went to, actually, when I was 16 years old, so I kind of share that inspiration with you. But quick question, though. How did you come up with it? I mean, Offshore is obviously one of your big, big tracks. Where did the inspiration for that come from? I mean, were you sat on a beach? Were you sat on a plane?
The inspiration for Offshore is kind of... it's quite, you know, it's also a theme that runs through quite a lot of my music. You know, it has a melancholy kind of underlying concept. It's kind of how I felt at the end of summer. You know, summer had ended and everyone was left, and you're left alone on the beach, and you know, you can't get that summer feeling back. And that's kind of what it was like, because when I was younger, My parents were school teachers, so we used to have these like 6-7 week holidays, and I used to spend loads of time on the beach, and I was perpetually there, and friends would come and go, and I was always like the last one there, and kind of I think it drew up a lot of emotion from those feelings, and kind of being it's also spiritually a bit like Don Henley's Boys of Summer. I don't know how much you're familiar with that song. It's really trying to conceptualize, you know, the end of a fantastic summer that you can't get back, and it's kind of sad, really.
Yeah. Now, how did it when you first started out? I mean, was it kind of just you and keyboards and a guitar and a mixer and a load of effects? How did it start out, or did Chicane start as a band?
Chicane has always kind of been a band, from our very very first live show. It's developed over the years, and we've had many different incarnations and different players. I mean, as the band, I think in its biggest incarnation is about eight people, with flautists and different things that come and go. That's a great thing, but it's a very expensive machine to move around. But you know, we also done various versions of playing live. Dance music live is it can be a hazardous thing, shall we say. it's not like two guitars, vocals and drums.
No.
It's complicated. It's difficult to know. We once did some shows where there was absolutely everything live, and it's chaos, I can tell you. And you sometimes don't get what you need to get across to the public, you know, and spend a long time developing the show and changing it, and also trying to keep it fresh, you know.
Because a lot of it is kind of, you know, sounds very electronic based and highly produced in a studio. How difficult is it to recreate that in a live situation? And how much is live and how much is kind of, you know, on computer?
Well, I have varying I have very live and I have not so live.
Okay.
And I have, it depends on the environment we're playing at. Things like all the heavily sequenced arpeggios, stuff like that, you keep on the track, because it's unplayable. All the lead lines and all the important melody based stuff I'll be playing and the band will be playing, and So we try to play as much as physically possible within the constraints of what you've got. Because if I wanted to do how I wanted to do it, I would need 7 or 8 keyboard players on stage.
Right. Yeah.
And Nick, is it true you live in France now, not England?
I go back and forth, actually. I go back and forth between Scotland and the French Alps.
Oh, right, so you live in you're in the French Alps, are you? So where are you now at this very moment?
I'm in the French Alps, and we had our first lick of snow this week, believe it or not.
So I take it are you a skier or a snowboarder?
I'm a boarder, I'm afraid.
Well, that's the trend. That's what musicians do. Snowboarding, skiing's for the older crowd. Yeah.
I have a constant battle with my fiance, who's a skier.
Now, among some of the Nick and among some of the productions, of course, over the years, of course, with Saltwater, that featured Clannad member Mayor Brennan, and also, of course, Brian Adams comes to mind as well. How do you get the link-ups with these vocalists? How does it work?
It just depends. Sometimes you have someone in mind and you try and get them, and then. Other times it's just pure luck. When the Brian thing came about, he'd been on the phone to me about doing some remix work, and we had a good relationship, and then I had this song, and then I gave him a call and said, do you fancy doing it? That worked out fine. I've never really gone out of my way to try and deliberately find these huge stars to work with, you know. The Tom Jones thing just kind of fell into my lap. Nine times out of ten, I mean, like for each album, I sometimes have a wish list of singers that I'd like to work with, sure. Producers and stuff. And, you know, anyone of decent stature is a very busy person. These things have to have such huge lead times to actually make it work for one, getting together and just getting it right. So, you know, nine times out of ten, it's a lot of luck.